Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
And watch him run and watch him throw yesterday. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. After an excellent victory yesterday.
Excellent.
27-13, 10 in a row. And this one, the driver was the quarterback. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, kids, listen up. This is a perfect lesson for you. It's every now and then, it's okay to act the fool to get what you want.
It worked.
Did it? Did it not work?
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it works.
I know the parents in the car like, damn it, Hugh.
Yeah, he did. Why'd he say that?
It's okay to throw those temper tantrums. Well, go ahead and throw a temper tantrum.
Once in a while, and I said this last week when it came to BG, it's okay to scream and yell to get a difference made. And a difference was made yesterday. Look, it was a weird week around the Eagles, obviously. The players were, kind of infighting, and then we talked about it all week. They had a shaken out yesterday. But when they got on the field yesterday, you know what I saw, Hugh? I saw a team, if their quarterback plays like that, and Jalen Hurts yesterday, let me say it, a 10-03, was outstanding. Not good. Not even very good. He was
outstanding. Gave people what they wanted, Joe.
That's what I wanted to see, Jalen. That's what I wanted from the pass game. And that's why, Hewitt, that's why it was so important. You know, there were a lot of debates. Could they win the way they were? Can they keep winning the way they were? Like, they've won 10 in a row. They could win a lot of different ways. But to win the Super Bowl, I felt like they needed to have a better passing game. And yesterday, that was a Super Bowl kind of performance yesterday. The defense, which we know for months now, has been the best in the NFL. They did their thing. The offense did their thing. And Jalen Hurts was so good yesterday. On a day, Hugh, where the Steelers' defense, they did a pretty good job on Saquon. He got a little banged up. He wasn't in there the whole time, but he didn't have a typical Saquon game this year. And they said, Jalen, you're the driver today. And Hugh, Jalen Hurts was outstanding.
Pittsburgh came in to try to play bully ball.
Yep.
And they did for the most part. You know, they're punching the ball out. They had two back-to-back turnovers. And I'm pretty sure that most Eagle fans, when they saw that, it was doom and gloom. Mm. And the defense was able to come away. You know how hard it is to come away with just giving up 3 points in a back-to-back situation like that?
Sounds like it's a necessity.
No, man, they played their butts off, man. They played their butts off. And as a side note, I don't need to be reminded like every 5 minutes at the game that, you know, the defense is playing well. I appreciate everybody taking their time out of their day to tweet me and twit me. I don't need that.
As they should?
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that as much as it's been happening. Thank you, though. I appreciate your concern for my beard being shaved and potentially the color of my beard. I appreciate that, but I don't need all that.
Yeah, that beard's gone, man. I mean, you're a cook there. But, Hugh, yeah, so you're right. The two turnovers early, I had nerves. I'm like, oh, boy. I mean, they're gonna let the Steelers get free points here. But the defense held it down.
Yes.
And then the offense, my goodness. That was star quarterback play by Jalen Hurts. They put it on him, and Hugh, I wouldn't say most of those were easy completions. I mean, those were higher level throws, right? Back shoulder throws. I'd say a lot of intermediate stuff between, I don't know, 12 to 18 yards where he's got to put the ball in a good window, and he did it on time. That was the best the passing game has looked all year long. You know, and I consider who they played, right? He had a big game against the Bengals. Remember that game where he played really well in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
But that Bengals defense, now that we've played the full season, that's a bad defense, right? That's probably why they looked that good that day. Yesterday, that was a good defense, and he did it to them yesterday. He was so good.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder. And I know Jalen said what he said, and he quieted the critics, but it kind of makes you wonder. Where was this all season long? Well, I don't understand for the life of me. And I'm not complaining, but if this beast has been in your repertoire this whole year, why do you wait to this moment to bring it out? And I understand that, you know, you said last week you want to do it your way, but your way the last couple of weeks have seemed like it's been a little bit of a struggle. I don't think that was scripted, like, you know, you're trying to make it out to be. I just say that. I mean, I like to win, but to sit there and say you look more decisive, you made decisions a lot quicker, so much so that even Tom Brady had to point that out, because I'm pretty sure he watched film, because he's not allowed to be around the teams, but he had to watch film. And that was one of the things that he said, was that you looked more decisive, and when you're like that, you're dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he was yesterday. He knew exactly, there was no hesitation in Jalen Hurts' game yesterday. And that's why when he said what he said, I was like, well, wait a minute. Why was we hesitating all these other weeks?
Yeah, if we could do this every week, let's do it.
Let's do this. That
was Super Bowl football yesterday. On both sides of the football, that was Super Bowl football. Days like yesterday, you walk away, you turn the TV off, you say, that's the best team in the NFL. They're the most complete team. If Jalen plays like he did yesterday.
Yeah, we have no worries.
Yeah, I'll just say it very simply like this. If Jalen Hurts plays like he did yesterday, they're going to raise a Lombardi trophy. That's it. I mean, they've got every other element. We've said it all year. The offensive line is great. The running game is great. The defense has been great for more than 2 months. I keep saying 2 months. We're at 2.5 months. The defense is great. I mean, it's a great Eagles defense. The last piece of the puzzle is this pass game. And yesterday, they were outstanding. And then how about that 10-minute drive? I mean, what? We had something like this last year. I think it was the Bucs game early in the 2023 season. On a Monday night, they went to Tampa and they held it for like the last 9 minutes, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, yesterday they got the ball back on the, what was it, the 2 or 3 yard line with 10:29 to go in the game. They never gave the ball back. 10:29. They had a 21-play drive. And in that drive, he hit a lot of big passes, a 3rd and 6 from the 7-yard line. I think on that final drive, he hit passes of 16 and 18 to move the chains. I mean, he was great, and it's got to be demoralizing for a defender to be on the field at 10:29 and you never give the ball back to your offense.
Yeah, and you know, and another thing, Coach Sirianni's coaching better. You know, when you talk about some of those moments that we were questioning as far as his coaching acumen and all this other good stuff, he's coaching a lot better, man. I mean, this team is playing a lot smarter this time of the year, and that's something that you definitely need, you know, when you start talking about buttoning it up for the Super Bowl. I will say this about the way that they played yesterday, and it kind of goes into what happened at the bye. It's almost like a light switch came on, and they started to play like we thought they should have played at the beginning of the season. And I guess the best thing you can say for this team right now, Joe, they're a little bit of a late bloomer. Better late than never, though. And who was it we were talking to? I think it was RG3 the other day when he said, you want to start clicking late. You'd rather start clicking late than early. So I think the Eagles have probably hit their stride.
Well, I hope they have. If they hit their stride with the passing game, away we go. Because they've won 10 in a row, even though it's not been perfect along the way. This is the longest winning streak in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. Which
the
is
history.
It's pretty remarkable. Like, 2017 was an unbelievable team. 2022, they had an unbelievable start to the year and got to the Super Bowl. Hugh, your teams. I mean, you had some long winning streaks when you were here.
Yeah, but nothing like this.
10 in a row in the NFL.
I mean, they're making history.
Wow.
I mean, it's something to be said about Jalen Hurts' style. You know, and I know it's not to everybody's liking, but it was something that was said at the pregame yesterday. I think I forgot who said it. But he just wins. It's not pretty. It's until it's written, I think that it's fair to just let it be whatever, I guess, whatever they want it to be right now. I go back and think about the Splash Brothers. I think about Golden State. And when I told you the story about how you hear all the pundits say, oh, they can't win a championship that way. Maybe these guys are onto something. Maybe they're ushering in a new way of doing things. That remains to be seen, but maybe he is onto something.
Well, look, can they win a championship? Yeah. I mean, they're good enough to win the Super Bowl. But the reason I think everyone is so excited today is because
they
the passing
won.
Game. Well, the
yeah.
passing game. They've won 9
and
in a row.
And it looked complete.
Yeah. Yesterday changed the way – Yesterday changed the way I feel about them. Like, I think they were capable of winning the Super Bowl. I said that a month ago. But if they play like yesterday, they're going to win the Super Bowl. No one has all the elements that they showed yesterday. 215-592-9494. Is that what y'all wanted to see? And let's talk about this football team with another victory yesterday. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni here after the game.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about Jalen Hurts being in complete control.
What did you think of the passing game?
That was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. I thought Jalen did a great job of taking what the defense gave him. You know, getting a ball to our, you know, we had 200-yard receivers. I always think that's cool when that happens. And Jalen was in complete control. You know, just another good day by him. Yeah, good.
Yeah, you know, he downplayed it there. Yeah, complete control, good. No, it was great. That was a great game yesterday by Jalen Hurts. Let's hear from Jalen after the game. And he reserved the right yesterday to throw as many cliches as he wanted after the way he played. Here's Jalen.
The approach was a little different this week. And, you know, the grass will be green where you water it. And we decided to water it. And kind of saw the fruits of our labor in that. Obviously, we've been watering the running game a good bit. And
metaphorically speaking,
it's kind of natural to put an emphasis on one thing and kind of take an emphasis off of another and see what you guys have kind of seen. And so, you know, we want to just continue to be well-rounded, push to be well-rounded and water all areas of our yard.
That's pretty profound.
I think he found a way to mix together 4 different cliches into one.
It was pretty profound, though, because, you know, we have somebody here that's always looking at somebody else's grass. And for him to say, you know, to cultivate his own yard the way that he did, I think that's pretty profound.
I'm glad he's listening to the show.
I will say this, too, is that he made it clear. And I'm not being nitpicky, but I just picked up on that, and it's my job.
On a Monday,
it's just my job to figure to pick out stuff like this.
Oh.
It's funny how he said we decided to become more well-rounded. Not you or I. He said we as an offensive unit. Thought that was pretty. I thought that was pretty interesting.
What do you think it means? Like the offense coordinator,
well,
the coach?
It feels like, okay, since we're doing reckless speculation.
Well, I mean,
because
you let us down this road.
No, I'm saying because we did it last week when AJ said passing, and we assumed that he was talking about the quarterback. So let's do it again this week. Let's be consistent. When he said we decided to water other aspects of our grass, who do you think he's talking about?
The coaches.
Okay. So, with that being said, that's what AJ probably meant about the passing game last week.
Oh, we're back to this last.
No, I'm just saying. And I know, Rhea, I know you're listening, and I know this has been litigated because I heard it said we've already litigated this. I just heard the cut, and I just thought that was pretty interesting the way he said, I'm not trying to relitigate anything that has already been litigated. I just thought that was pretty profound.
You know what I heard? I heard through that, we could have done this all along if we wanted to, but we were a running team. And what you could believe that or not, all I know is I needed to see it. I'm someone who needs to see something before I believe it. Now we saw it. They played at a super high level in the pass game yesterday. 215-592-9494. Is that what y'all wanted to see? Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles have won 10 football games in a row? And yesterday, they were driven by the quarterback.
Yes, and yes, Jalen, that's exactly what we wanted to see. If our passing game looks like that and Jalen Hurts plays the way that he did yesterday, like taking the keys, being in the driver's seat, I agree with you. The Eagles are the best team in football. It's hard to think of a fatal flaw with the way the offense played yesterday. It was a Jalen Hurts win. It was a Nick Sirianni win. And now with the one seed right within our sights, like I'm really starting to think about the Super Bowl, man. It really looks that way.
Yeah, it's hard not to. It is hard not to. And you're right, the one seed, and we'll break it all down where we're at. We're tied with the Lions right now, but what a real chance to grab the one seed. 215-592-9494. Total domination over the Steelers. A Mike Tomlin team has never been outgained by that many yards. Think about that for a second. He's been coaching in the NFL since, I believe, 07. Never has a Mike Tomlin team been outgained by that many yards. Let's go to Chris in Middletown to start us off. Chris, what's up?
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I started thinking about the seating chart of the bus last night.
The seating chart?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we create a seating chart so we could put everyone in the right spot. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm next to Hugh.
What's the right spot?
I'm going to long talk to Hugh Douglas.
You got the spot right next to you. Lock it in.
What is the right spot?
I'll show you my seating chart.
Actually, and here's the thing. We'll put him, if it's a row of three, we'll put me on one side and we'll put Herb on the other side.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, lots of long talking going on there.
Sounds riveting.
Sports talk, exactly what you want to hear.
It's only 18 hours.
I'm so excited.
Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
Hugh, though, you know what? On Friday, you were Downer Douglas, okay? So we told you so. So you deserve to sit between Hugh and I on the bus, right? We set a franchise win streak. I mean, this is history making, Joe. And I wonder, do we have the greatest Eagles team in the history of the Eagles on our hands here? Just maybe throwing a take out there. Eagles fans, here's what you need to do. You need to thank us, okay? That's WIP. That's the callers. That's the hosts, the great hosts like Joe Giglio, Spike Eskin, Kyle. You know, we held Jalen and Nick accountable, okay? We forced Nick. Nick went back and he reshuffled the core values. And, you know, and Jalen finally let it rip. You know, guys, that's what we're here for. And the other thing with this, though, we need to focus on, in all seriousness, that's getting lost in the shuffle, is this team is led by the defense, okay? I heard some numbskull on this sports talk station over the weekend going on and on that the defense finally needs to show up to win a game because it's all been on the offense. I mean, I don't know who they're watching, but let's be clear about this. This team, this offense, starts slow every single game, and it's infuriating. And we stay in there. Why? Because of the defense, because of Hugh Douglas Thundercats, okay? We gave up two first-quarter fumbles, and all they could muster out of it was 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew. I said, dude, this is it. They had their massive chance. That is not a team that could score massive points, and especially without Pickens. And I'm like, they had their big chance to get ahead of us and change our game formula and control the game. They failed. So it is a defensive-led team. It's a beautiful Monday.
It really is. And, Chris, I'm glad you said it. You mentioned it, too. That defense, it reminded me of the Packers game. Remember earlier, the first game of the season, mm-hmm. where the defense held down until the offense figured it out, and that was yesterday. Because those two fumbles back to back,
that's demoralizing.
Sure,
that could kill your football team. We're sitting there, and me and Ike are watching the game, and I'm like, dog, the most you can hope for in this situation, because they got the first fumble,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to get out of unscathed. Then to come right back and give them the ball down there in the territory that they were in. I think because they were like on a 30 or something.
Yeah.
And I said, the best you can hope for right now is to just give up 3 points. And that's what they did. Because that was at that point, Pittsburgh was not able to move the ball down the field. And even it was telling, because even when the game started to look like it was starting to get away from them, because I think it was like 13-3 or something like that, they still stayed with the running game because they knew that they really didn't have too many opportunities in the passing game to take them deep. So they tried to really stay within themselves and try to get the running game going to try to keep it close. I was a little nervous about that too, because, you know, in the running game, it's not so much what you do in the first half, it's the second half.
Yeah, you wear a team down.
Yeah, and I tell you, man, for this team to be playing the way that they're playing, there's no fall off from the first half to the second half as far as their resilience and the way that they play the run. They're pretty stout against the run in the first half and in the second half. That's pretty impressive.
I love watching this
late
defense.
In the game, too.
I just love watching this defense play. I mean, they fly to the football. They're physical up front. They've got a good pass rush now that has developed over the course of the season. And their secondary players play tough. I mean, even yesterday, Slay, who you would kind of not think of that in that realm, that his game is more finesse than it is toughness, he's trying to put a fight up as the guy's pushing him into the stands. And then Quinyon comes over and tries to help him out. They have shown on defense the entire year, Hugh, just uncanny toughness, and they're really good. And then the offense is just, right now, when you throw in the balance of the passing game yesterday, they look unstoppable. Aaron is up next on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we today?
Good, Aaron. What's up?
I got one thing to say. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Aaron, what a day yesterday. What a victory over the Steelers.
I got 2 points. The first point, Brandon Graham, MVP of the season. Sometimes in comic books, your hero has to become the anti-hero. And Brandon Graham last week knew exactly what he was doing. He became the catalyst to bring the team together. And the result was on Sunday.
I agree with you, Aaron. I think it had – I said it last week. I thought it would be a good thing that he said what he said, because they couldn't ignore it, and they got out ahead of it. They talked about it. And now, look, they played their best game.
I'm a little bit emotional today.
You about to cry?
Because I got a bone to pick with Mr. Negative Nelly, a.k.a. Joe Giglio.
Hmm.
Oh, he picking a bone with you? What did Joe do?
What did I do?
I think Joe is suffering from what they call vegetarian or vegan brain fog.
Okay. You know what? Shut up.
Either magic or tragic. There's no even. It's one way or another. They're either going to the Super Bowl or the team's going to implode. Two, I think what you need to do is go down to your local steakhouse, buy Joe a nice big old porterhouse T-bone.
And he got to eat it.
Lots of fat on it. Get that in the system. And I think we got a new Joe Giglio coming next week.
Well, it depends on how they play, Aaron. You're right. It's magic or tragic. I like the way you frame that. If they throw the ball like yesterday, Aaron, we're going to the Super Bowl and they're going to win the Super Bowl. If they throw it like they did against Carolina, they're not. I think it's pretty simple. I don't think it's magic or tragic. I think it's just black and white or whatever.
Joe, the other thing, I think you owe an apology
to
the Georgia Bulldogs on the team and Nick Fangio, because I believe at the beginning of the season that maybe you were talking that these Georgia players were a bust. And you look at this defense right now, and we're young.
They look great.
And we're strong. And we're Philadelphia Eagles, our homegrown talent. We are on our way, my friend. Let's go Super Bowl!
Aaron, good phone call. So, I didn't think they were bust, but I did wonder if they were, and I said this, we discussed it in the summer, like, were they all great, or were they just collectively great together in college? But the job Vic Fangio has done with these guys, I mean, look, we all knew Carter could play. I mean, that was obvious.
Yeah,
but
he's a beast.
But Nolan Smith has come around, and he's getting better.
N'Kobe Dean is healthy.
N'Kobe's played really well. I mean, he just makes plays every week. And look, it's worked. I mean, Howie Roseman knew what he was doing, and we're seeing the fruits of right now. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls on the win today. How it sounded here on WIP. We got a montage for you.
And we need a montage.
We do. And what Jay Glazer and Ian Rapoport reported yesterday, the team navigated what was a wild week. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, as the Eagles have won 10 straight, and yesterday it was because of the quarterback. We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94.